Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. In the hope of finding nine missing American engineers, Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet, and Lois Lane, star girl reporter, fly down to the Andes Mountains in a new super stratoplane. When the controls on Perry White's plane lock, Kent, as Superman, discovers an authentic Inca ceremonial flute jammed between the plane's elevator cables. This leads him to believe that the supposedly lost race of Inca Indians still exists. So, in an army pursuit plane piloted by Lieutenant Elliott, Kent starts for the Andes only to discover a stowaway on board, none other than young Jimmy Olsen. Flying at 18,000 feet, the temperature in the plane drops, and Jimmy looks for a jacket in the storage compartment. Accidentally, he pulls the lever opening the emergency hatch. Elliot, the pilot, shouts a warning, but too late. Jimmy plunges through, hurtling toward the jagged peaks below. In a flash, Kent leaps for the opening as Superman.
Jimmy's dropping like a plummet. I must catch him before he hits those rocks. Faster, faster. There, got him. 10 feet from the ground. Oh, that was too close for comfort. Well, there goes Elliot heading back toward Santiago. He'll report both of us as dead. Maybe it's better that way. I'll have a free hand. Now, I think the best thing to do is head for Tupungato while Jimmy is unconscious. Good thing I studied those maps so carefully. The mountain is due south from here, about 1,000 miles away. Up! Up! And away!
The mighty Andes Mountains flashing under him like the teeth of a huge dragon, Superman plunges through the night with the unconscious form of Jimmy in his arms until he sights majestic Tupungato, the towering mountain into which the American engineers disappeared. Landing on the mountainside, he once again assumes the disguise of Clark Kent just as Jimmy regains consciousness.
Oh.
Take it easy, Jimmy. You're all right.
Where am I? What happened?
You're safe on Tupungato. We're in a sheltered cave.
What's that howling noise?
It's just the wind. We're 2 miles up on the mountainside.
How did we get here? I remember falling out of the plane. Gosh, am I still alive?
Well, of course you're alive.
Well, I don't understand. I don't understand at all, Mr. Kent. He fell out of the plane. Pulled a handle and the floor opened up.
I know, Jimmy. You were pretty lucky.
Lucky? What do you mean?
Well, you got tangled up in the plane's undercarriage. I managed to get a parachute on, and I bailed out after you.
Where's the parachute?
Oh, it blew away after we landed.
Yes, but what happened to the plane and Lieutenant Elliott?
Well, he couldn't possibly land, so I suppose he turned back.
Gosh, it all seems like a bad dream. Where did you say we were?
Tupungato, the mountain where those engineers vanished.
Say, Mr. White's plane ought to be somewhere around here. He and Lois were headed for Tupungato, weren't they?
Uh-huh. Now, Jimmy, if you're feeling all right, let's go out and hunt up some firewood. Looks like we'll have to spend the night here.
Oh, I'll hold the flashlight. Gee, lucky thing I brought it along.
Yes. Come on.
Gee, what a place. I'll bet there haven't been people here for 1,000,000 years.
I wouldn't be so sure of that. Hey, shine your light up this way, Jimmy.
Wait a minute. What's that, Mr. Kent?
What? Sounds like the shrieking of birds.
Birds? No bird ever sounded like that.
Those are giant condors, Jimmy. They're like hawks, only much bigger.
They're coming closer, Mr. Kent.
Down, Jimmy. Hit, quick. Crawl behind that rock. Those condors are big enough to pick you up and carry you. They have talons like knives.
What are you going to do? I can't see in the dark.
I'm hiding behind a rock, too. Now keep down and don't talk. Look at the size of those monsters. They must have a wingspread of 10 feet. Good thing it's pitch dark. Jimmy can't see me. I'll attack him as Superman. Here goes. There's the one I want, the leader. What a bloodthirsty devil he is. Ah, got him. Now to quiet those ripping talons and wring his neck. There. That does it. Look at the others go. Now, down.
Mr. Kent, where are you? Condors are gone.
Okay, then, Jimmy. You can turn the light on again.
Okay. What frightened them off, Mr. Kent? Gosh, they were pretty...
Jimmy, Turn your light off, quick.
All I see.
Never mind, do as I say.
Okay.
You hear that?
Men's voices. Who can it be?
We'll find out soon enough. They're coming this way. Keep low.
They're carrying torches. They'll see us, Mr. Kent. Look.
Inca warriors. I was right, Jimmy. Look at them. Look at those golden ornaments. Jimmy, we've solved one of the greatest riddles of history. We've found the vanished nation of the Incas.
Yeah. We'll never be alive to tell about it. What'll we do, Mr. Kent? They'll see us in a few seconds.
I've got an idea. I'll hold out the wings of this giant condor that fell here and walk forward. You lie low behind that rock. Maybe I can frighten them off.
You think it'll work?
I don't know, but it's worth trying. Here goes. Ah, the wings are open. Plenty of room to hide behind. Ah, they see the bird.
But they don't see Superman. They'll never know what hit them. Now.
Go, 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 go.
All right, Jimmy, you can come on out.
Is it safe?
Yes.
Golly, Mr. Kent, what happened? We're both out cold. Well,
the bird confused them, and I landed two quick punches. Now, come on, let's get busy. We want these Inca costumes.
What for?
You and I are going to masquerade as a couple of Incas. Come on, now, hurry up. There isn't any time to lose.
All right.
There we are. Don't forget the fuzzy moccasins, Jimmy.
No.
That's right. Hurry up, Jimmy. One of them's coming, too.
I'm hurrying. All right. I've got everything.
Good. Make sure you have all the gold ornaments. They're probably important. All right, come on, let's go. Shine your light on.
Then, hours later, as the brilliant sunrise dissolves the darkness of the mountain, Clark Kent and Jimmy are discovered kneeling outside a small cave near a ridge at the mountain base. Both are dressed in the rich and brilliant Inca costumes stripped from the two Indians the night before. Feathered capes fashioned of the plumage of rare tropical birds. Buckles and chains of pure gold studded with precious rubies, emeralds, and moonstones. Industriously, they are pounding pieces of stone together.
How much longer do I have to keep this up, Mr. Kent?
Oh, you can stop. I think we have enough now.
What are we making? Wine?
Oh, hardly, Jim. The juice that comes out of these cacao roots is a natural brown dye.
Well, what do we want dye for?
Well, you remember the color of the Inca's skin?
Uh-huh. It was kind of a reddish brown. Oh, I get it. We're going to color our faces so we look like Indians.
Well, go to the head of the class, James. You're brilliant.
Stop kidding, Mr. Kent. Should I put some on now?
Yes, I guess so. There's enough in this little puddle here. Smear it all over evenly.
All right. Now, yeah, how's that?
That's right. All over your face and hands, too.
Uh-huh.
There. That's got it. Yeah, it looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
How about that outfit? Does it fit you?
Well, it's a little big. I tucked up the pants and rolled up the bottom of the cape. Say, Mr. Kent, what are these big orange stones hanging from the gold chains around our necks?
I don't know, Jimmy. Probably some rare jewel the Incas prize very highly.
I'd like to bring it back with me. It's pretty, all right.
Well, let's go. I've smeared enough cacao root on you to last forever. Come on now, we're going to cross that ridge out there.
I'm ready. Say, these fuzzy shoes are better than sneakers. They're so quiet, too.
The Incas use them for fast climbing over rocks. Come on, Jim, over this boulder.
Yeah, take it easy.
Gee, look at the top of that mountain. Doesn't it scare you?
Jimmy, this is no time to be admiring scenery.
What's that?
Quiet. Probably an Inca chant. Come on. I want to look over this ridge.
I can't go much faster, Mr. Kent.
Here, take my hand.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, now just hold on. There we are.
Mr. Kent, look. Caught on a big plateau.
Just what I expected.
It's Mr. White's plane, isn't it?
Correct. There's Lois, Mr. White, and Bronson.
You can see them from here?
Well, I see three figures. I wonder where that chanting comes from.
Mr. Kent, look, down there.
Incas, dozens of them, crawling forward from all sides. Notice how those capes make them almost invisible? They're practically the same color as the rocks.
Mr. Kent, they're closing in on the plane. What can we do?
This is the acid test. We're going to see whether our disguises are any good. I'm going to try the ceremonial flute I brought with me from Washington.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, do we have to go down there? There's so many of them.
Well, if this flute and these costumes work the way I think they will, it won't make any difference how many of them there are.
Yes, but suppose they capture us.
Well, we'll have to take that chance. Come on.
You can hear us now, Mr. Kent. Don't go too close.
Quiet, Jimmy. Can't show them we're afraid. Hold your head up. Look straight in front of you.
All right. My knees are shaking.
Come on. Keep walking.
He's staring at us. He stopped crawling. They don't look very friendly. Gosh, they've all got hatchets.
All right. This is far enough. Now to try the flute.
They're coming toward us, Mr. Kent. Come on, let's run.
Stand your ground, Jimmy. Don't move.
Golden hatchets gleaming in the sun, the dark-skinned Inca warriors close in on Kent and Jimmy. Will the disguise work? What effect has the flute had on them? Are they coming to do battle or offer friendship? Don't miss the next thrilling episode. Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.